your audio guide to Minzeppli. This audio guide has been produced for people who have been prescribed Minzeppli. Supporting you with your Minzeppli treatment of macular edema, secondary to retinal vein occlusion, or RVO, central retinal vein occlusion, CRVO, or branch retinal vein occlusion, BRVO. The information in the booklet is not intended to replace discussions between you and your doctor. The booklet is intended for adult patients who have been prescribed Minzeppli for the treatment of macular edema secondary to RVO, CRVO, or BRVO. The booklet has been produced and funded by Advanz Pharma. If you get any side effects, talk to your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse. This includes any possible side effects not listed in the package leaflet. You can also report side effects directly via the yellow card scheme at yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk or search for MHRA Yellow Card in the Google Play or Apple App Store. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Please call 0208 588 9131 to report adverse events or product complaints, or to speak to a medical information specialist. Otherwise, please email medicalinformation@advanzpharma.com. Welcome to your Minzeppli guide. Your doctor has prescribed Minzeppli because you have been diagnosed with either macular edema, secondary to central RVO, CRVO, or branch RVO, BRVO. This guide is here to help support you in your treatment with Minzeppli for RVO. You can find out more about RVO, the different types of RVO, and how Minzeppli works. You can also find advice about how to prepare for your appointments and who you can contact for any further questions. Important safety information. Contact your doctor as soon as possible if you have any of the following symptoms after treatment with Minzeppli. If any eye pain or redness following the injection does not go away or is getting worse. If your vision gets more blurred or you can't see as well as usual. If you become more sensitive to light. If you experience the sudden appearance of floaters, flashes of light, and/or obscured vision. The booklet is available as a digital version and comes with an audio guide. More information is available to you in the Patient Information Leaflet, PIL. You can access the PIL by scanning the QR code provided in the booklet. What is RVO? Definitions: occlusion, blockage in a blood vessel. Retinal vein, a blood vessel that removes used blood from the retina. Central retinal vein, main vein of the retina. Branch retinal veins, smaller veins in the retina that combine to form the central retinal vein. The retina is a layer of cells lining the back wall inside the eye. It senses light and allows you to see by sending messages to the brain. The macula is an important area at the center of the retina that helps you to see clear details of objects in front of you, like faces and words in books. Blood vessels supply blood to the retina, retinal arteries, or drain used blood from the retina, retinal veins. The retina has one main artery and one main vein. With age, the flexibility of blood vessels changes, and they can become clogged or congested more easily. RVO is a disease that affects the eye. It happens when veins in the retina become blocked, called an occlusion. There are two types of RVO, depending on where the blockage happens, CRVO and BRVO. What is CRVO? CRVO occurs when the main retina vein becomes blocked. What is BRVO? BRVO occurs when one or more branches of the main retina vein becomes blocked. The blockage is like a clot in one part of the retina. It results in a backlog of blood in the vessel. This causes the retina or vessel to release a protein in the eye called vascular endothelial growth factor, or VEGF. VEGF occurs naturally in the body and is involved in making blood vessels grow, but too much VEGF in the retina can cause the growth of abnormal leaky blood vessels. These leaky blood vessels can cause swelling and unwanted blood in the eye. If swelling includes the macula, this can severely affect the central vision. What is Minzeppli? Minzeppli is for adults who have been diagnosed with RVO. Minzeppli is an anti-VEGF. Anti-VEGF stands for antivascular endothelial growth factor, and this is a description of how Minzeppli works to protect your vision. Minzeppli works by blocking VEGF, which helps reduce the fluid in the retina. This can help improve and preserve your vision. Minzeppli is a solution, a liquid, that is injected into the eye. Your doctor will recommend a treatment schedule for you, and it is very important that you follow it. Talk to your doctor or nurse if you have any questions or concerns with Minzeppli. Remember, it's important that you follow the treatment plan your doctor gives you. This can help make sure that Minzeppli is working properly. What should I tell my doctor before starting treatment with Minzeppli? Before starting your Minzeppli treatment, make sure to tell your doctor or healthcare team if you have an infection in or around your eye, currently have redness in your eye, or if there is any pain in your eye, think you may be allergic to iodine, any painkillers, or any of the ingredients in Minzeppli. The full list of ingredients can be found in the package leaflet attached to the booklet. Have had any issues or problems with eye injections before? Have glaucoma or a history of high pressure in your eye? See or have seen flashes of light or floaters in your vision? Are taking any medications with or without a prescription? Had or will have eye surgery within 4 weeks before or after Minzeppli treatment? Are pregnant, planning to become pregnant, or breastfeeding? There is very little information about the safety of using Minzeppli in pregnant women. Minzeppli should not be used during pregnancy unless the benefit outweighs the risk to the baby. Discuss this with your doctor before treatment with Minzeppli. Women of childbearing potential should use effective contraception during their treatment with Minzeppli and continue for at least 3 months after the last injection of Minzeppli. Use of Minzeppli is not recommended during breastfeeding, as small amounts of Minzeppli may pass into the breast milk and its effects on a newborn or infant are not known. How can I prepare for my Minzeppli appointment? To get ready for your appointment, your doctor may ask you to take eye drops for a few days before your appointment. After your treatment, your vision may be blurry, so you should not drive home. You can ask a friend or family member to take you to your appointment or arrange another way to get there and home again. Do not wear any makeup on the day of your appointment. What will happen during my Minzeppli appointment? Your doctor will be experienced in giving eye injections. During your appointment, they will clean your eye to help prevent infections. Put numbing medicine on your eye to help reduce the pain. This can help make it more comfortable during the injection. Talk to your doctor if you have any worries or questions about your treatment with Minzeppli. What can I expect after my Minzeppli appointment? Your doctor may give you some eye tests after your Minzeppli injection. This may include a test that measures the pressure inside your eye. After your injection, you may have blurry vision, so you should not drive until your vision returns to what is normal for you. If you use contact lenses, your doctor or nurse can advise you when you can start using them again. During the first few days after your injection, you may get a bloodshot eye or see moving spots in your vision. Both of these should improve within days. If they don't, or if they get worse, you should contact your doctor. Some people might feel a little bit of pain or discomfort in their eye after their injection. If the pain does not go away or gets worse, you should contact your doctor. What are the side effects of Minzeppli? Just like any medicine, Minzeppli has the potential to cause side effects. Not everyone who is given a Minzeppli injection will experience a side effect. Contact your doctor immediately if you have any of the following signs or symptoms listed in the booklet, as these could be signs of a serious complication with the treatment. Condition: infection or inflammation inside the eye. Some potential signs or symptoms: eye pain or increased discomfort, worsening eye redness, sensitivity to light, swelling of the eyelid, vision changes such as sudden decrease in vision or blurring of vision. Condition, clouding of the lens or cataract. Some potential signs or symptoms: blurry vision, seeing shadows, less vivid lines and shapes. Color vision changes, e.g., colors looked washed out. Condition, increase in pressure in the eye. Some potential signs or symptoms: seeing halos around lights, eye pain, experiencing a red eye, nausea or vomiting, vision changes. Condition, a detachment or tear of a layer of the retina. Some potential signs or symptoms: sudden flashes of light, a sudden appearance or an increase of floaters, a curtain-like effect over a portion of the visual area, vision changes. For our full list of side effects, please refer to the Minzeppli Patient Information Leaflet, PIL. You can access the PIL by scanning the QR code provided in the booklet or by asking your doctor. Who can I contact for help? Talk to your doctor or nurse if you have any concerns or questions. They are there to help support you in your treatment with Minzeppli and answer any questions that you may have. You may find it useful to write down their contact details in the booklet so you can reach out to them for any questions. Where can I find out more about RVO? You can find out more information about RVO from the list of useful contacts in the booklet. You can either write to or phone these organizations. They can help put you in touch with other people living with CRVO or BRVO. If you have access to the internet, you can visit their websites. They will have information that you can download and print or read on the screen. They may also have information in audio format for you to listen to. The Macular Society. Helpline 0300 30 30 111. Address: The Macular Society, P.O. Box 1870, Andover, SP10 9AD. Email: info@macularsociety.org. Website: www.macularsociety.org. RNIB, Royal National Institute of Blind People. Helpline 0303 123 9999. Address: Grimaldi Building, 154A Pentonville Road, London, N19JE. Email: helpline@rnib.org.uk. Website: www.rnib.org.